Blog Talk Radio.
So to me, it's just one of the things, like, just keep it a band with y'all. All right, so we're here. We got a lot to talk about. Okay, hold on. Let me make sure y'all can hear me. Can y'all hear me good? Drop some bells and bombs in the comments if y'all can hear me. I don't want to, I need my hands free for this one, okay? Can y'all hear me in the chat? Can y'all hear me? All right. So let's get into some things. I look a mess right now, but it's all good. If you're a return subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right, so actually, let me pull up. Let me do something really quick before we really get into some things. Let me pull the photo up. Okay. Let me do that really quick. I want to make sure the sound is good because y'all don't be telling me if the sound is really good and I go back and watch it and I'll be pissed. Let me see.
Once you hear a song the way it was intended to be heard, once you hear a higher quality, then you just don't want to go back.
Let me see. All right, so here's the tea. So last night, I was just minding my own business. And then I'm getting DMs on Facebook, DMs on Facebook. And they're just like, Gio and Madison are falling out. It's live right now. It's live right now. I'm like, what do you mean? So then I go find the video. I go see what's going on. And then, of course, I go grab the video and I upload it and break the story on YouTube. Shout out to everybody doing commentary today. Shout out. Everybody thank me for giving you guys food, you know, giving y'all some good commentary today. Shout out to that. We can thank the producers in the B&B squad. I think I'm going to call you guys my producers over here at the B&B squad. My B&B squad producers, thank you for sending that information over to us and allowing us to help feed all of YouTube today. Okay. But all right. So with that being said, so I premiered the video of Gio talking about T.S. Madison. Now, here's what I want to say. A lot of people thought that I was going to relish in this and do all of that. Now, I'm not going to make it personal about me in the beginning. We're going to talk about that in the end. However, I'm not going to relish in it too far. What I am going to do is kind of assess what I think has happened. Now, I've heard something. Everything is still alleged, and this is a lot of my opinion intuitively and just kind of hearing bits and pieces of what may have happened, all right? So Gio was basically talking, kind of exposing her in so many words. A lot of people felt like he was talking in circles. I personally didn't think he was talking in circles. I felt like he was talking in a manner of, you know what? I want you to react because I'm tired of you. So I want you so big and you so bad, I want you to try me because I'm at the point now, you want to go there, let's air it out. I think that Gio was at a point also where he does recognize that if he does do a whole bunch of, you know, irrational speaking out, Madison has such a fan base that people will look at him as a clout chaser, as a bad guy. So he can't really react the way he wants to react because Madison is very manipulative. And what she'll do, she'll put on that smile. She'll act like she doesn't know what's going on. She'll play the victim. And then you have the whole Maddie mob now turning on Gio. So I think he does recognize her power, her popularity, and her star power and to her fans and to her supporters. So he has to move a little bit differently, even if he has jump-started her whole career, okay? So I think the reason why he was talking in circles because he wants to see where she's at with it, but he definitely wants to let her know that try me and I'm going to carry you because he's waiting. If she's so much as pooped on camera in his direction, he's going to clear the air completely, all for Bree. Okay? He's opening every window, letting it all out, you know, and I'm going to be here for it. Okay? Now, if you don't know about Gio, here's a little bit of a backstory. So T.S. Madison, you know what she used to do before she got on social media. Then she jumped on the Vine and she was doing the whole BDB.com. That went viral. Gio reached out to her and said, listen, work with me and I'm going to change your life. So she's been working with Gio since, I mean, maybe 2013, like she's been working with him up all the way from then up until now. So he is literally one of the main reasons, if not the main reason, her career has catapulted. He has been her booking manager. He has been promoted, like he literally travels where she travels. Like he, even with when he had different clients, he couldn't even take extra clients because she would stop him from working with these clients. How do I know? Child, I wanted to be a client when I started to come up. Yes, it all comes back to me at one point when I'm telling y'all, there's a lot of people, this game, you see, a lot of people think that this just starts on YouTube and ends right here at the forefront. No, this has been going on for years. This is deeply rooted. That everybody that you see now that's bubbling, that's coming up, it's not all of a sudden overnight. No, everybody's been knowing each other for a long time or knowing of each other. So Madison has a track record of, you know, she was not really wanting him to work with anyone else. And I understand it because I probably wouldn't want my manager working with anyone else too. You know, she started at this social media game a little late in the game. She's about 45 years old now. She's just trying to really get her bearings. So I get it. She wanted the focus to be on her. However, he has ridden for her for a very long time. He rides for her. He goes off for her. They've lost deals. They've gotten deals. They've been accused for a lot of stuff. And he's been there. And he's been going off and really trying to keep her, all together. I mean, he literally has. To the point where, you know, I didn't even like Gio because she would tell me that he didn't like me. And they would talk about me. Okay, and so I'm like, I don't like him. You know what I'm saying? But Gio always stood his ground and was like, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm riding with my client. So that's one thing that I really, really respect about him. Okay, it's not that I'm a big fan of Gio because I feel like I'll get to that part later. However, I do respect his work ethic, and I've seen where he took her from. Okay, I was there, not physically there, but I was there on the phone for at least two or three of them years. Consistently, all right? So I know that they were moving and they were shaking and they were traveling and he was getting deals and he was working and he was managing, trying to manage different artists and different people, and they never stuck because she would not really want that to be the case, all right? You know? And so they had a thing working. However, Madison now, she's growing, you know? She's been trying to get this WeTV deal since forever. Okay, there's been so many times she thought she's had the TV deal. She's hinted at it on Facebook, but her intentions are just not pure. So I feel like a lot of the time the universe just did not allow her to get that deal. Now, so now fast forward to today, he's feeling like she is, you know, kind of feeling herself. Now, here's the thing. They're saying that there's a lot of mess because he's saying that, you know, she's a phony, she's fake. He's even alluding to the fact that she might be broke. I don't know if she broke, but her money could be funny. I do definitely know, we know this courtesy of Larry Reed, that she's extremely cheap. Shout out to Larry Reed. But anyway, I'm saying this to say now she's gotten to a place where, you know, she's got the Nicki Minaj, she's got the Queen's Court. Now I'm hearing that there is a show. Now, I don't know what the show is going to be a compass of. I'm hearing, I heard it was WeTV, and I also do know this could be different. This could be a difference. It's either two things. It's going to be some type of WeTV show where people are going to follow her life, and that's what she's been trying to get forever. The contracts just haven't been right. That's when she even started trying to bring in Miss Mary to try to, remember she was exploiting Miss Mary so that they could try to get a reality show. I haven't watched Madison in about a year now, so I don't know exactly what she's doing now, but I do see snippets come across my YouTube where she's trying to do a reality show now. I think she has like a video editor that's trying to do the edits for her to try to push this reality series. So it might be a reality show on WeTV, or because she did sell the Queen's Court, I know that for a fact. The Queen's Court has been sold, but the Queen's Court was sold a long time ago. Things do change. However, I was thinking it might be a TV deal. I would be surprised to see if they put her on TV without a, on, especially on a major network. I don't know if WE is a super major network, but I'm saying like a really primetime, like Viacom, VH1, like type of network without a celebrity cosign. I feel like if they do something like that, like a panel talk show, they're definitely going to have some sort of celebrity guest, because I don't feel like Madison has the chops to hold a spot like that, because the conversation doesn't go too far. You have one or two questions and then it all reverts back to this. You know what I'm saying? So I think if it's that kind of show, she's definitely going to have a co-host, and that's probably going to be New York. Okay. So it's either that, or she might get some type of reality show of, you know, me, my life and friends on WE. So those are the things that I'm thinking. And you know what? And not for nothing, I think that the show actually might happen, because this WE show probably was literally in the, she's been trying to get to close the deal on the WE show for years. This is not something new. So it's finally the contract that finally made sense if she got the show. And listen, congratulations. Now, I'm saying all this to say, now Gio feels like, you know, she is acting different now because she's gotten this show, and she's very, very messy, and she talks about everybody on her team to get them against each other. Now, you got Craig, the producer. You got Gio, the manager. Now, she tried to have Craig. Now, this is what I'm hearing. This is a legend. I'm not sure, but and this is what I'm thinking. So Craig and Gio, they're both strong-minded men, you know, and they're both kind of leader men, and they both kind of understand. They're both kind of leaders in their own right, in their own respective fields. Craig does the producing and things like that. He also writes books and all this other shit. I'm not promoting Craig. He wants to be a lot of things. However, I don't feel like his own stuff picks up. So then he went ahead and started working under T.S. Madison, because him as an entity just wasn't going to stick. So it behooved him more to work underneath her, which is fine. So everybody can't be on the front of the camera, okay? And so what I'm getting from this is Gio and Craig, she would talk about Gio to Craig, and then she would talk about Craig to Gio. Then she would have them secretly beefing where they didn't like each other. It was a time that they were in the Bahamas, and, you know, there was a lot of tension and a lot of shade between the two of them. You know, there was also other times where I guess Craig allegedly had went on a live stream and said that Madison should fire Gio. It was just like a lot going on. And then I guess they had a conversation, and they had realized that she was the common denominator between the two of them. And then I don't know the timeline of events. I'm just telling you guys what I think is making up all of this, okay? And then I also heard that there was an incident where there was someone living with TF, and there was a conversation had about the person that was living there. I don't want to say any names yet because I can't confirm who exactly it was, and I want to make sure that he is as accurate as possible. But I guess there was someone living with TS, and there was a conversation about that person living there, that she was tired of that person being there. She didn't want this person to live there anymore. Blah, 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 blah. You know how it is when you got somebody staying with you and you're tired of them staying with you. All right. So anyway, there was a conversation had about that person, and someone else went and told that person that she felt some type of way about him being there, and that person, I guess, got their things and left. And T.S. got upset with Gio and blamed him for it. But it was all the while, it was another one of the people that worked in the camp. Just a very, very messy situation. He said, she said. But Gio has been getting a lot of flack because he's probably the one closest to her. And I think at this point, he has a little bit of an ego. She has a little bit of an ego. And they're bumping heads because now Madison has, like, it's not more of a new team, but, you know, she has more of a team outside of just her and Gio. So now she's feeling like, you know, I don't really need you anymore, you know. And from what I'm gathering, there was a conversation said about an executive producer. Like, I guess she there was a meeting with the executive producer of the show. So I'm assuming that this show is really, really happening because he kept saying, you got your show. Congratulations. You got your show. So I'm feeling like there was a meeting over the weekend, this past weekend. The executive producer was there of the show that's going to happen, and they were all talking. I don't know what was said, but something came up, and Madison was talking a little greasy, and Gio was like, girl, I've been here. I've been doing this. I've been sacrificing for you. And she basically was like, you ain't done nothing. In so many words, you don't sacrifice. And so they started going back and forth, and I guess Gio left. Now, that's in my mind. That's what I think, because he's saying that she was acting as if, you know, she didn't do anything or she didn't say anything in front of the executive producer, like she has no wrong, which we know that she's done because that's her track record, even on the Queen's Court. Remember, we've seen that she did that with Kaya. She would have Kaya be the bad cop and she would be the good cop so she can maintain the relationship, but let Kaya get the views. Okay? So I guess Gia was like, you know what, I'm done with this. You know, finally, we get to this table, we get to this space, and everything that we've ever worked for, we've ever dreamed of, we're at that moment, and we're head-to-head, and we're literally about to ascend to the next level, and you get in front of this white man or whoever it is, I'm just figuratively speaking, and then you go and flip the script like, I ain't been there for you, or I ain't done nothing for you, or you trying to embarrass me in front of this executive producer. Like, girl, how dare you do that when I was riding with you before you had any of this team? How dare you do that? So I understand where he's coming from, 125%. And I believe everything that he's saying. And in my mind, I believe those are how the events happen. I believe all the other people working underneath her, they're good because they're working as production and they're just saying yes, 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 yes. And you have to understand, a lot of the people that are working underneath her, from the video guy to the production guy, they're wannabe creators. However, their platforms don't really grow. Their platforms, so they are more, you know, they're the team. So to them, this is making it, being her film guy and editor, working for T.S. Madison Brand, being the producer, you know, working for the T.S. Madison Brand. That's good enough for them because when they've tried to work on their own, it just doesn't hit the same. So they're like, shoot, I'm not going to say anything. I'm glad I'm going on these trips. I'm booked and I'm busy. You know, I work underneath T.S. Madison. So it is what it is. But Gio was like, girl, I've been here with you all this time. And Gio has a little bit of spice and a little bit of an attitude. And so he feels like T.S. Madison feels like she can talk to you any kind of way. And he also made mention that, you know, she needs constant acknowledgement and she needs constant, you know, reassurance that she's that girl. And I've told you this before. I've always said this. I've said this. That is exactly how she is. She's a narcissist at the biggest, at the highest point. Everything goes back to her. Everything has to be about her. Everybody should be celebrating her. And the minute that you don't, it's a problem. And even more so now because she's got the end with Nicki Minaj. You know, she's found YouTube. Okay. She's found, even though the shows are not, I literally haven't watched her in over a year. But before that, I slowly stopped watching once Kaya came off. However, but even though the shows are not hitting the same, she's kind of still growing in her socialitism. Because, you know, if you be honest, you really don't know what we know T.S. Madison for. We really don't really know her brand. We just know that she's a transgender ex whatever, and she got a lot of followers, and she used to work with Kaya. Okay? But I say that to say, you know, she's growing, and you know, she starting to feel herself, which is fine. However, she is very phony. And she also mentioned that she talks about everybody. I've also said this. I told everybody this, and everybody, and now we're going to bring it back to me. I've said all of this. I said all of this. And this is the reason why it's hard. I mean, while I love and respect, I don't love because I don't know him, but I respect Gio and his work ethic, I do have to question and I do have to feel some type of way, because when I was here screaming from the mountaintop, everybody was making it seem as though I was crazy. I was jealous. Or I'm mad because she didn't bring me on the Queen's Court. And it was never that. I just realized she had no loyalty for anybody but herself. And now Gio is being forced now to see that. She does not care about anybody but herself. People are saying, is Madison going to respond? Absolutely not. She's not going to respond. She's going to post like nothing is going on. She's watching now. Or somebody from her team is watching now. She's watching everything, but she's not going to respond because she definitely doesn't want Gio to air it out. See, me, she can act like, oh, I don't know. But Gio has been in those rooms with her. He got dirt on her. They've done dirt together. It can get really, 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 really nasty. So I'm sure, and I'm also hearing that there's no NDA and they weren't even under a contract. I don't know how y'all work that. This is all allegedly. I don't know if that's true or not, but, I mean, Gio, you didn't do that right if she's not signed to you. But I don't know. Anywho, I'll say this. So that's just how, you know, she is. And so but my thing with Gio is you knew that she was like this when I was saying it. When Kaya was saying it, when Samantha James was saying it, it's not everybody else. See, a lot of people want to make it seem like, oh, Armand is mad. And here's the thing. I'm not going to relish in this. There's a lot of idiots out there that want to make it seem like, oh, I'm trying to expose because someone didn't accept me. Or this. It has nothing to do with that. Because I can sit back. See, once you remove me, if I'm the problem, you remove me. Guess what? You're still falling out with Kaya. You're falling out with Samantha James. Now you're falling out with your manager. So once you remove people that are the problem, y'all, you got to do is sit back from the sidelines and watch these girls fall like dominoes. The truth will always come to the light. So who's the problem now? So let me guess. Y'all going to, now it's Gio's fault, right? Y'all going to blame Gio. So Gio's lying. Everybody's lying on TS. Everybody's lying. Oh, okay. Well, some people will believe that, and that's your prerogative. But people with common sense and people with discernment and logic, you can tell the common denominator is clearly TS, whether you want to believe it or not. However, Gio, I understand that was your client. But at the same time, it's going to be very, 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 very hard for people to, and not that you're looking for that, because I don't think that you are, but it's going to be very hard for people to sympathize and empathize with you, especially when you knew she was doing this dirt to people and you rolled with her and you defended her and you made other people look crazy and you knew she was a dirty dog. And now, because the tables have turned on you because she has another team and she's flipping on you and she's talking greasy to you, now you're mad. But this is the person that you've always known her to be. This is the person that literally talks about everybody in the industry. She has talked about Nicki Minaj. She has talked about everybody from Nicki Minaj to Trinity Kardashian Bonet to Amaya Scott to Lee Dan. Talked about everybody. Milan Christopher, and then smile in their face and have them on the show. Tasha K, she talks about everybody. But this is how people are in the industry. They'll drag you, and then they'll go and sit and be fake in your face. That's what people do. I personally can't do that. I can't do it. But I guess this is how people feel like they're going to get ahead. And I'll say this. I feel like... I want her show to honestly be successful. I know that might be, I know that people will be like, I'm not, no, you don't. Yes, I do. You know why? Because I know what's real and I know the truth. And I, even in the situation with me dealing with her. So the idea is, listen, you're going to have to clean your spirit up, because even if you get to the top, you're going to be miserable because you're going to keep falling out with people because your intentions are not pure, or because you just want to be, you're so desperate to be celebrated and you're just like, I don't know, like, girl, like, you're just not a really good person in the inside, because it's like this competition and it's just like that whole, like, look at me, hear me, none of you girls can do what I do and I'm the one and da 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 da. And it's like, girl, you can be the one, but you don't have to give all that. And a lot of people may not understand what that energy is, but it's kind of like what I was saying about Santana. You're successful, girl. You don't need to come down to the club and rub it in the girl's face, because that's when the girls are going to want to jump you. When I'm saying with TS, she just wants to be like, I'm the one who made it, and I'm the transgender, and I'm the TS, and all you girls are nothing, and no one is doing what I'm doing. And it's just like, girl, congratulations, chill, be humble, be supportive. But, you know, when you have that mentality, it's hard for you to see other people be successful. So then you use people, or then you don't help certain people, or then you don't want to work with other people, i.e. Samantha James, the one I took. And I have the contract. Oh, yes, I have a whole – if I wanted to really carry, I can pull up the contract if you guys try me. And I have the receipts for that. So if you push my button, I'll release it. You pull my card, I'll release it. And my Tasha K, I have the receipts for that. So I literally have receipts where she says she doesn't want to be booked with other transgenders. Okay? So, and Gio, no, I'm not lying. So it does, and this is not even about exposing her. This is about the fact that the truth is starting to come to the light. And it's very, 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 very interesting if you just sit back and wait. Now, we don't know all the facts. We don't know what happened. Some people are saying, well, they might can be cool again. They might work it back out. I don't think so. The reason why I don't think so is because all of this is happening now. She's pissed. She's pissed that he went on live. She's fuming that I'm talking about it. She's pissed that people are doing videos about it. So at this point, Gio, I mean, if I was her, I wouldn't really trust Gio again, because it's like, girl, you went on live. Once you go on live and speak out on social media and it starts hitting the blogs, whether we cool again or not, we can never work together, because that means you will go on social media. And if I feel like you'll do some stuff like that, I can't really get that close to you ever again. Now, Gio is welcome to come over here and clear the air. I would love to sit down and have a conversation with him. Gio, you're welcome. You know, I don't have a Samantha James. You're welcome. Cookie Tookie, because, girl, we can get into some things. Because, girl, she had me beefing with you. Kaya, you can come over here, too. We definitely can get into some things. Someone said, Armand, I'm a silent supporter, and I just hit Gio via Messenger and asked him to call into your show so we can get into some things. We definitely can. Let me turn on the... He can definitely call in. The call out, the lines will be open. Oops. And this, listen, while we at it, this video is sponsored by Manscaped.com. Use Manscaped.com. Get 20% off your purchase by using my discount code. That's Armand20 to get 20% off using my discount code. Okay. So all that will be in the description box below. Okay, manscaped.com, Armand20. Let me show you one more time what it looks like. My little package, my little Manscaped package, y'all. Okay, shake, get those, you know. Hey. Okay, manscaped.com. Get that for your man, okay? Get that for yourself, boys. okay? Shave those chicharrones, okay? Get you some nice, cute little Manscaped underwear and everything, right? Manscaped.com, 20% off, Armand 20, okay? Get into some things. Shout out to Manscaped. Shout out to Manscaped for that. All right. Y'all ready to get into it? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. The number is 563-999-3658. All right. What do y'all think? What do y'all think? All right. Let's take this call. 256-1434. You're live on the air. Hello?
Hey, boo.
Hey, what's going on? Let's talk about it.
Okay, let's get into some things. Okay, this is what I think. I used to love Tess. It's not that I don't like her. I just don't watch her anymore. But I definitely feel like, no, she's not going to address it. You know, she do know Gio, know everything. However, I find it a little bit interesting that he rushed to live only because it kind of comes off like, oh, so now you want to be seen. I mean, he was seen, but he wasn't, like, going live like how she be going live.
Mm.
And I feel like he's fighting, like, how she acts or what she does. So he's using her, you know.
And see, here's the thing. And see, here's the part that I don't like. And it's not towards you or anything. But it's one of those spaces, like, okay, I couldn't use me as an example because it's actually better to hate me than it is to love me. But you get a person like TS where, you know, it's better to love them. You are in a catch-22 when you're like a Gio or anybody that has been done wrong by her because you got people thinking that you are speaking out for clout. But this man was about to cry on live. You got to think
right.
about it. He was not able to make any other money with other clients. This man was not even making – he wasn't on a salary with her. So he would make money as he would book things for her. But he sacrificed a lot. He would drive. He would do this. We know that TS is very, very cheap. She got all this money. Look at her quality of her stuff. You know, her Queen's Court
mm-hmm.
stuff. My quality is better than that. You get what I'm saying? So she's not really paying
mm-hmm.
like that. Okay? And so I'm saying that to say if she not being – if he – the minute he speaks out, people are questioning it like he wants something out of the deal. It's, you know, like, or they side-eyeing him. And it's like, this. She's literally done this with Kaya. A lot of people don't know Samantha James. Samantha James was early on. Samantha James was another transgender
yeah.
that was entertaining. And she didn't want her to come up. And then she's done this with a lot of people. So at some point, it's not everybody else.
I agree, and I'm not saying that to say, like, oh, he's looking for clout. I'm just saying that, like, what you just said, that's how people are going to take it. So it's, like,
mm-hmm.
really messed up. But I also feel like it's sad, like, where that's going to leave him as far as, you know, they built that together. I mean, I know
mm-hmm.
she's a face and everything, but where that man supposed to go from here? Like,
right.
you helped her get the TV show. You helped build that, but now you may not be a part of that. You're not going to complete what you started or what you your journey that you went on with her.
Right.
And it's all
that's not fair.
That's not fair. That's not fair. And I don't know how that business stuff works with them Hollywood people like that, but I just don't think at the end
of
the day.
I'll tell you how it works. She goes and has a conversation with somebody that's in the industry. She might even call her friend Nicki Minaj and or somebody that's got a little power, and they tell her, listen, baby, you can't take it personal. This is a part of the business. Things happen in this industry. People switch managers all the time. And then at some point, you as a star be like, listen, it's nothing personal. I have to level up. You got me this far. Thank you. Think about so many managers that start off with the talent. They get them to that point, and then the talent drops them. You know what I mean? And that manager is like, what the heck? But then the talent is like, it's nothing personal. It's time for me to level up. So then they just move on, and then there's new life. You know, this was probably TS's plan the whole time. She's very, 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 very calculated. Her whole dream was to be on TV so she can be the one. I don't even think it was to just be on TV to be successful. It was to be on TV to say, look at me. I'm on TV, and you girls are not.
Uh-huh. I mean, I can get that vibe from TS. Not that I dislike her or anything, but you can keep it or whatever. Now, the whole thing mm-hmm. about who she may or may not have, you know, been living with or who was living with her and da-da-da-da-da, and I feel like I know who you're talking about, but I'm not going to say nothing. But it seemed like he just popped back on the scene, and you can tell that she do plot them against each other and whatnot, and I think that is what caused the chaos within the whole camp.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, Carla, we got a lot of calls. But thank you.
All right,
boo. Bye. We get into some things today. 575-4931. You're live on air. If you haven't done so, please subscribe to the channel. If you like this tea, if you're sipping this tea right now, subscribe to the channel. All right, go ahead, caller.
I knew you was going to choose me. This Travis, what's up?
What's going on, boo? Oh, you know. Oh, come on. Let's get into it because you know.
You already know. You know I had to call in for this.
Okay. Give it to me. You got 5 minutes if you want. Go ahead. I'm just going to let you talk.
You know I have decent receipts. You know that.
Yes.
Okay. So you already knew I sacrificed my semi-relationship with her because it was some things that was, you know, that transpired with me as well. And then when you went on that live and talked about it, it kind of validated what you were saying. So that's why I called and told you, you know, how she came in my inbox talking crap to me and all this kind of stuff. Talking about she see me for who I am or whatnot.
Oh, because you because you support me and you call into this show. That's the tea.
Right. That's what it is. And then just let's be clear. The whole Queen's Court ordeal, that was not started by her, honestly. That thing started with Kaya because of the fact is if you really like a Kaya fan, she had a Queen's Court interlude on her last album called Queendom Come. That's where it started from in 2016, and she recorded that the year prior, which is in 2015. So Kaya mentioned a long time ago, she said, well, you know, she wanted a name, so I just let her have the name. She said she let her have the name, and that's why she came up with Gag Order. So when it comes to her being strategic and maneuvering, she knows what she's doing. She's just trying to be sneaky with it. You know, the Miami
Absolutely.
People down there, they all about that stuff. They all about that. So, She, you already know.
Take your time. Take your time. Say what you got to say. We got time today. She didn't pay you. She didn't pay you.
Mm-mm. She ain't pay me. She ain't pay me. I did numerous of things for her. She didn't pay. And then, like I said, she was in my inbox talking trash and then all this kind of stuff. And I swear to God, she probably going to try to blackball Gio. But my thing is, sometimes you got to sacrifice your sanity for the status at the end of the day because
she does. Let me
like
tell you something.
Said,
I was on a phone call with somebody. I cannot say their name. They are in the industry or whatever the case may be. And they had let me know that, you know, this particular person was already trying to warn them about me. Like, don't trust him. He's messy. He'll cross you. Yes. I'm like, girl, you don't even like you. Like, but I know this to be true because I know in those contracts, she will have it like, I won't go to this event if this person is there. Don't book this. Like, she's that jealous spirited and vindictive, and she does not want to see people succeed. Remember, she went on Queen, and people did not understand why I got so mad. Remember when she went on Queen Radio, she took her moment on Queen Radio to take a dig at me when she said, I just want to let this out. I want to stab this person in the eye right now and let them know I'm here and you're not. Like,
that's
girl,
fine.
What did that do for you?
Well, you know what? Like I said, she's looking for validation, but at the end of the day, she's not happy with herself because it's been a lot of things that transpired with her. And as far as Gio's concerned, when I watched the live, like, he genuinely was about to cry. So I don't think this
is
anything that's staged. I don't think this is staged at all, and he just got tired of it, period. And just another thing as well, you know, Kai going to get a kiki out of this girl, so I'm just waiting to watch her damn live so I can see it. Because you know the callers going to call and give her the tea. They're going to give her the tea, and she's going to roast and read her all the way down to the ground.
Absolutely. And Kaya should. And the thing is, Kaya, like I said this before, Kaya used Madison. I mean, Madison used Kaya. I watched her used Kaya's Instagram to post clips. Like, she took over Kaya's whole Instagram. Like, I'm not going to beat that to a hair again. But I watched her because Kaya don't really know. Kaya's not really tech savvy. Kaya doesn't really know how do the cropping and do all of that. Madison was doing all of that and uploading the clips. Because at that time, people didn't really know Madison or care about Madison. They really was responding for Kaya. And so they weren't going to Madison's page. So what they end up, what Madison ended up doing was having the clips cropped and put on Kaya's page so then that the Shade Room could pick up the clip because the Shade Room was visiting Kaya. So they would repost Kaya, They weren't repost. It was like Kaya and friend. You know what I mean? The Shade Room even be trying T.S. Madison. Like, they be posting like weird, awkward pictures of her so that the straight people can drag her in the comments. Like, they used to do stuff like that.
I remember that one.
So, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a very shady set. It's a very shady set. So we'll see what this show gives. I don't know who's going to watch a reality show of T.S. Madison. I think that'll get boring very, very quickly. But
it was boring when Kaya left. It was boring when Kaya left. After Kaya left, I was not entertained because it wasn't funny to me. Because Kaya come with the roast and the reason. That stuff be so funny. I'd be like, oh, my God. So
yes.
And one last thing about it. So, you know, when Kaya had left and whatnot, you know how they strategically – took down Kaya by reporting everything that she did and get her kicked off Instagram and get her kicked off, YouTube.
She's done
so,
that
you
to
know,
me, too.
Right. Karma may be late, but she never forgets, so you better be careful. Don't write a check that your ass can't cash. That's all
Brett,
I gotta
okay, say. Bye, Travis. Bye, because you're doing her.
Bye.
Because don't do that on here. 334-54 I'm hanging up on you. If you come, turn me down in the back. You're not ready. If you're not turned down in the back, I'm hanging up. All right. 347-0403. You're live on the air.
Hello. I'm on.
Hey, what's going on? Yes.
Hey, sweetie. I just want to say I really do love you and Tia. Okay. I have a lot of respect for you guys. But, I mean, the truth is that, number one, in the comments, everybody's going ham saying that Kaya, oh, they just been new. Kaya was the one who called it. Girl, Kaya's still down in that basement. Nothing has changed for Kaya.
Mm.
Like, let's just stop it. Let's just leave that there. I think that it's messed up what's happening between Gio and TS. But ultimately, as your fan base grows and as your popularity grows, eventually your team got to grow too. And maybe she's outgrown him as management. Maybe it's just that. And it's unfortunate because he's helped grow her, you know, her status. He's helped grow her channel. He's helped grow her popularity. But ultimately, when you grow, sometimes you got to leave people behind. Maybe she needs a bigger, better management or somebody who can facilitate stuff more than what Gio can do at this point in time. And maybe it's just coming off really ugly. But I really do hope that they work it out. And, you know, I do see the salt. I see that it's a lot of chaos going on. But watch what happens. When your channel grows even more and gets even more popularity, I'm sure you're going to get a whole team around you and you're going to have more PR and more people around you and things will change. I think that's that's something you can do to change
And I like how you said that. So let me address the Kaya thing first. And I think Kaya doesn't really want to, the whole business part of her. I don't think that Kaya, like I said, I don't think that Kaya has this burning desire to be famous. I think that was the issue between Madison and Kaya. Madison wants to be famous. Kaya was famous and already wrote hits and already, you know, she's already lived that life and felt burned by the industry. The reason why they didn't work is because Madison was like thirsty for fame and Kaya was kind of like, girl, F the fame, F these people, let's roast these people. And so that's why they didn't click. And I don't think that Kaya is really trying to push to be this celebrity because she's kind of already won in her own right. So I think that disconnect. When it comes down to Gio, I agree with you to a certain degree, but I also feel like as a person, it's unfortunate that you don't have any sort of loyalty. However, this should be a lesson for Gio. When you have, and it's not just about me, it's just anybody else that has came around and that's kind of bubbling, that's successful. While you were riding that T.S. Madison wave, it would have been smart for you to pick up other talent. See, you don't put all your eggs in one basket because you don't know how the road is going to end. There was a lot of talent out there during that era that's doing things that he could have been managing. And you know what? Maybe Madison did something wrong or whatever. The relationship didn't work. He wouldn't be feeling the way that he feels right now because he can get other talent. However, he sacrificed a lot for her, and she burnt him. And essentially, like you said, it is what it is, and that's his fault. That's his fault because he had opportunities to help other people and manage other people, but he didn't. And he trusted her, and she burnt him. Lesson learned.
Yeah, you're right. But he did mention in the video that he had, I think he said he was managing Coach D from that show on Lifetime with the cheerleaders or whatever. So,
he tried,
but it didn't last.
It didn't last.
And that's because as a manager, he doesn't have a team around him. He's just working solo, and that's why it's not working for him either. I feel like she really does need to resolve that and hold on to him if she does want to keep some type of mainstream success, because he's going to keep her humble. And I think now that's the major problem, that T.S. Madison, as much as I like her, I don't think she's in a very humble state right now. And I think she's just got her balls out. She's like, you know what? I'm that bitch. And she wants to be the first.
We're not doing that today. So I love you, but I can't do I just got to hang up on that because it's just getting, it's getting out of hand with YouTube and my coin, girl. But I agree. All right. 214-4477. You're live on the air.
Amar, can you hear me?
Yes.
I have to say, because I'm a Gemini, I would have to say, like, when I met T.S. Madison, she was real sweet when I met her.
Okay.
You know, I can only go on what I know. But, I mean, like, as far as, what's his name, Gio, like, sometimes we grow out of certain people. Sometimes we grow. And, you know, like, it's certain people I had to just cut off because they was into all kind of other stuff that I wasn't into. Like drugs, and you know I'm not into that, so I gotta cut you out because that can mess up on my path, you know. So I agree a lot with what that lady's saying. Some people you just gotta let go, and you gotta you can't have all your eggs in one basket. You can't, you know. And I think that's what he did, but you know, and with the Kaya situation, Kaya just wanted a free ride. Like, the reason why Kaya didn't get the name, because Kaya, I believe T.S. Madison, when T.S. Madison said, hey, you gotta give, you gotta pay, and when you pay me my half, we both go in half, then I put your name on the paperwork.
But that's a whole different conversation, because my whole thing is, girl, the only reason why we're trending worldwide is because of me. You see, the Queen's Court ain't ever been the same without Kaya. T.S. Madison cannot hold the show by herself. That's why now her seat is a revolving door, and it's going to be very interesting to see if she has a show on a network about herself hosting. She doesn't take a stand because she's too lukewarm, because she's too focused on being a celebrity. She won't take a full stand because she plays the fence. And any person that really won't commit to something, it should be some insight as to who they are. I understand playing the game and, you know, understanding how to maneuver, but you got to see a person who will literally let their counterpart hang themselves while they act like they're not in it. Like, that's very telling.
But yeah, you're right about
that.
Of
a person's character.
T.S. Madison. But that's why T.S. Madison was willing to front the money, because T.S. Madison was like, hey, I see something in us. I'll front you the money, but you gotta, you know, pay me. You know, and then not only that, like, people talk about me, and I don't even care. People talk about me, but check this out. When I see them face-to-face and we have a casual conversation with one another, then whatever I heard, fuck what I heard. Excuse my language. But, you know, like, people.
You got to go, because I don't like that. Don't curse. Y'all just, that's why I don't be liking to open up the line. Okay. 808-6480. Turn me down in the back, please.
Okay. 808.
Okay, not ready. All right. 334-5419.
19.
Hey, Amon, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Bill?
So I've been following Madison for a while, and I watch her
okay.
show, and I like her. But I watched Gio last night, and he looks really hurt. I don't know what happened, but I'm hoping it doesn't get worse than what it is, because I really enjoy them together, even though it does seem like when you watch Madison on behind the scenes, she does get a little, you know, talk a little down to them sometimes. But, you know, I don't know what's going on, but I hope it can resolve and work itself out.
And, you know, and me too. And here's the thing, me too, because what does it do me to wish for her downfall? Because that's just me getting negative energy. However, I actually just get joy inside of myself to realize that, hey, you know what? I do take a lot of hits. I do get cursed out. I do get called a lot of nasty names. But sometimes it's nice to be like, all right, let me sit back and let's revisit this 6 months from now. Who would have known 6 months ago that I would be having this conversation when Gio was on the internet making it seem like I was crying to Madison and crying for her to support me on Thanksgiving, and I was this and I was jealous of her, and here we are. Here we are.
I mean, Gio was out there like, I don't matter what happened, he was windmilling for her. Windmilling for her. And it's sad. It really is sad.
So, you know, so people say a lot of things, but one thing you cannot call Armand Wiggins is a liar. You may not like my delivery. You may not like the way I articulate things or the way I come about it or who I decide to talk about. You might call me a flip-flopper, but my thing is I don't have to lie. I know I'm not perfect. I know I can be impulsive and emotional, but when I'm telling you about a person and an experience that I've had, I'm not going to lie on them. I'm going to tell you exactly why I don't like you or why I have a problem with them. And everything that I've said about Madison has literally been 100% facts, because it's happened to me. And the reason why I am empathizing with Gio on this particular situation, because a lot of the conversation is about her outgrowing. And I understand that. But that wasn't what he was saying. What he was saying was she's phony. I said that she's phony. What he was saying is she talks about everybody around her. I know that to be fact because she's talked about him to me. I know that to be fact because when her and I were on the phone together, and then, you know, when I got mad at her, he was going around telling different people what me and her had talked about. Me and Gio have never had a conversation on the phone. So how does Gio know what I said to Madison in confidence? Because she told him.
Yep.
And he used it against me publicly. So I believe that because he said things that I've said to her, and I've only told her. So, and I've sat and watched her literally gossip about everybody that she literally brings on that show and laughs and smiles in their face, literally. But at that point, I don't even care. Like, I've literally watched her talk about everybody that she's literally one of the fakest people in the world. Like, she will literally smile in your face and talk about you behind your back. Like, literally. But thank you, caller.
Thank you, Armand.
Bye. And try to report your page and get a shutdown and everything. All right. Nine seven three 1067. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, love?
I'm good, but you know what I wanted to say to you? You know how I even discovered you, and I like you, and I watch your videos. I have subscribed. I give you thumbs up. I found you through Madison, and you and her were friends once.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all were friends once. What's bad is everybody takes things to social media, and that's what's not good.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, I mean, everything is not for social media. Some things can be worked out, and I think you and her could have worked out your problem, and probably her and Gio could work out their problem.
Okay, so let's talk about that, and I kind of want to, I'm gonna answer that in a collective because I don't want this to turn into a me and her, but I can reference the reason why I feel Gio's energy, why he's like, what you want to do, because that comes to a place of like, I've been quiet for so long and I'm tired, like I'm like literally Gio is done. Like, you get to a point where you're like, I'm tired of sitting back here and everybody thinking that you're just this great person. And I'm over here getting pissed off and I'm seeing how you're doing, how you're treating me, but I can't say anything. And, you know, and I should just shut up. And like, I'm done. You know what I mean? And I was at that point because I was at the point where I was tired of being loyal. And remember, we had conversations. We've had several. I cried. That was the thing. I cried. I literally, they were throwing it in my face saying, like, I cried. Yes, we used to talk. Me and Madison have cried on the phone together. That's what I'm saying. And Gio was like, yeah, you cried on the phone to her. Like, he brought that to social media. They tried to expose that and everything and said I was crying and everything. So all of that, like, we've had those conversations. So once I got to the point, once I realized that, girl, hold on, you really don't want to see me be successful. So it doesn't matter what I do. You just don't want me to be successful.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. But okay. Everybody has their faults. I'm sorry it came to that.
Right. So what I was saying was, the idea is you get to a point where you just get so frustrated where you're like, I'm done. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm done. I've tried to talk to you. It's over. Let it all air out. Like, I'm done giving you chances. And I feel that to a certain degree because it's like, why do I have to keep sitting here trying to be the adult when you don't? If Gio was saying, listen, talk to me with a little bit more respect. Yes, you are the star, but I helped you get to this point. Why is it okay? Because she's T.S. Madison and she's the face. She can just sit and keep talking to people and talking to people and everybody is expendable to her. That's not fair. That's not fair. People get fed up. And I think that's what he did. He didn't completely air her out, but he let her know, you keep playing with me, I'll clear it. Thank you, caller. Let's take another call. 808-6480.
Hey, what's up, Armani Stone?
Hey, what's going on?
So last night when you had shared the live, I was like in and out of my sleep, and I was like, is this a real video? And then I had to really wake up and be like, yo, this stuff is real, my bad.
Uh-huh.
This stuff is real. And I felt like Gio was coming from a place of hurt because the way Kaya aired her out versus him were two different type of air outs. Like, you could tell, like, he was, like, really trying his hardest not to go in on her. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like everybody's like, because I'm even reading like different posts now and people are like, oh, Gio's just mad and stuff like that. But I feel like if Madison would have let him go first publicly, people would have been on her side. But since he's the one that walked away from her, they're trying to make it seem like he's pressed and stuff like that. And I also feel like it just got to a point where she wasn't allowing him to do his job. Like, she wasn't allowing him to, like, be a manager. And I don't know about the outgrown thing. I just think, like, she really did something really grimy to him. Because I remember when you and her were cool. Like, I remember, like, you were calling and be like, ma this and ma that. And then out of nowhere, y'all just stopped dealing. And then when you came out first about what happened, everybody tried to make it seem like you was the bad guy. So
yes.
I just feel like, I don't know. I love Maddie. I love what she does. But I just feel like when it starts to become, like, in life, if you do it more than once, it's not just a mistake. It's a behavior. And I feel like whatever she's doing, it's a behavior. I don't think it's a mistake. And I don't really like to use the Kaya thing because I just feel like you said, Kaya just liked to do it for fun. She really wanted the fame. And I honestly feel like after T.S. Eve died, that's when she really just went left with things. Like, I don't think she has a lot of people around her besides Gio that really has her best interest. Like, I really don't.
Yes. Well, and listen, I agree with that. And like you said, with the whole Gio thing, I don't think that's fair how they're trying to make him look like he's upset because, and, mm-hmm. I think that he is, I think Gio is more at a place like, try me, girl. Like, I think, cause mm-hmm. I think for his professionalism, what kind of manager would he look like if he just aired her out? Like, even if he wanted to be a manager again, people would be like, I would never work with that guy. If he just got mad mm-hmm. and aired her out, then people would be like, oh, Tia, like, she would immediately be able to use that to her benefit. Like, mm-hmm. you know, he tried to expose me for clout. He's waiting yep. for her to react. Mm-hmm. He knows that yep. she may not, but mm-hmm. he's letting her know, if you play with me,
yep.
it's on. Because he's literally mm-hmm. on the edge mm-hmm. because he's done.
Yep.
But here's the tea. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. the whole situation was where she was trying to pit Craig and him against each other. There was some tea. And mm-hmm. I guess the Bahamas mm-hmm. or Vegas or whatever the case may be. I don't know what the whole situation was. But I heard that, you know, Craig was walking around the set kind of acting like he was more of the manager now, like taking over stuff. And they were kind of like having Gio to the side. And it was just kind of like that whole, you know, who's in charge, who's the leader. And, you know, Madison's like, this is my team. This is my production. And this is my right. camera guy. So I got Oliver and Craig, and he's doing my graphics and this, that. So at this point now, it's like, okay, Gio, you're just management. And now Madison probably feel like she don't need him as much. He's expendable because he's just management. And now, you know, she could probably be looking at budgets and all kind of stuff. So let's get him out of the way.
Right. And just one last thing. I definitely do agree with you because, like, you know, I watch your stuff, and, like, when you have fallouts with people, I never really see you drag them like you could. Like, I really, really don't. I always see you wait to see what they do first. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And what people don't understand is if somebody slap you, people can't expect the person to slap that other person back. You may kick them. You know what I mean? And I think what Gio's doing is, because honestly, like all the Maddie mob and the people on her team, I think the best thing is for them to leave Gio alone. Don't be down in the comment section coming for him because he's been with her for a very long time. And yes. I really feel like he could really, like, if as long as he won't do it if he's worried about his career, like you said. But when yes. you have friendship that long and love that long, that type of anger will make you black out and not care about anything. So that's all I want to say. Keep up the good work. Much love to you.
Thank you. Shout out to you. All right, we're going to take a couple more, and I've got to get out of here because we got to, you know, today was supposed to be Tarot Tuesday. We got a lot of private callers. I won't tolerate any disrespect from you private callers. I will hang up on you, okay? Private caller, first one, you live on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Big old snap.
Okay, thank you. All right, so just for that, they ruined all the private calls. Well, actually, that probably won't mess anything up because you were calling from a Boost Mobile. So you didn't have great signal. So let's try this one. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. What's going on?
Yeah, I noticed this whole conversation about T.S. Madison and Gio. I think Gio built the character of T.S. Madison. And I really feel that T.S. Madison is allowing this to actually grow a big head. Like, he doesn't see anybody else. She doesn't see anybody else. Everybody is up below and under her, and she's on top of the world. And I think that, you know, it's like karma is getting ready to take its position. You're going to see different things happening. And I think that I just feel like, you know, she played Gio.
Well, she did, but she played Gio. But then at the same time, you have to ask yourself, you know, Gio, was it worth it? Was it worth it to windmill for her when you knew that this? Well, like when a person shows you who they are, believe them. Because at the same time, are we all going to run to Gio's defense when he knew that this was her characteristics in the first place? And when you had people out there windmilling and exposing her, he was out there making it seem
right.
like
it
we
seems
were
like
lying.
He was being messy too with the situation.
He was being messy with her because they had both attacked me, and he
because
knew
honestly,
what
remember,
she was doing.
I know when I would comment down the bottom, and T.S. Madison would comment with something nasty, like, oh, you blocked me, and she'll have, like, 3-4 different blocks down there. But, yeah, I also see where she gets on her live, and she tries to blow people up and may put people under the bus. She's talked about many celebrities, talked about them to the hardcore, and now she wants to feel like, oh, I got this show that's coming up. I don't think the show's going to do well. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to even last.
I don't either. I don't think so. I think it'll do one season.
WeTV is a sellout.
Yeah, I don't see it on. I think it's going. Somebody was trying to say it was on. It's going to be on VH1. I was like, that's not going to happen. RuPaul's definitely not letting that happen. She has not even.
The fans of T.S. Madison. You don't even want to know those fans that are T.S. Madison fans. Trust me. You wouldn't even want to know those.
What's the T.S. Madison fan look like? What does that mean?
I'm just saying. Let me be honest with you. And you
don't curse. I'm gonna hang up on you.
No, I don't use that kind of language. I think it's miserable women. Like miserable people that just that like for people to criticize people, and it's like she always sends subliminals out to people that are religious, like the church and all that. And I think that that's the attention that she wants, but she doesn't get that attention. So she runs out for all the people that have like pity for themselves, that you know don't have a voice, that's afraid of her, and that's why I think that's her fan base. Because people that's going to tell her like it is, she can't deal with those people.
No, she cannot. No, she cannot. No, she cannot. No, she cannot.
And I think you're a threat to her. You're definitely a threat to her. That's why she only responds the way she does when you have things to say. And I think Connor's a threat to T.S. Madison.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And Samantha James was a threat to her because Samantha James was real and raw. And Samantha James didn't have a lot of money, but Samantha James could garner an audience, and she didn't need
Samantha
money.
Samantha James would tell you that she did smoke the crack pipe.
Thank you. Samantha James will tell you that, and she will garner an audience. So shout out to Cookie Tookie and Samantha James. Don't you do that? You want to call in, girl? We can set up a Skype interview, girl. Let me know. All right. 765-6779. You're live on the air. Thank you, caller. All right. Let's do a couple more. Okay, I think we're getting down to troll hours, so I'm about to start hanging up. 202-8495. Okay, I don't know if you hung up. Call back, because I thought you got to turn me down in the back. Hello? Hello? Let me see this.
Can you hear me?
Okay, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, the only thing I really want to point out is how he didn't say a lot, but he did say a lot, because it appears as though more than just him is frustrated with her. He said that multiple people were complaining. They were venting to each other about her.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes. We kind of walked over that. Re-say that one more time, because we kind of walked past that.
Right. He said that they were venting to each other about her. So it's more than just him that she is upsetting within that whole situation.
Right. And what happened was somebody went back and told her, because they was doing a little mooching. And so she got mad at him, but they were all discussing her. However, I think what they were doing was they were putting the pieces all together, because she was being messy with each and everybody individually in the group, talking about each and every, because now they're a unit now. So they're a whole team. So, you know, when you get a group of people together, people just start discussing. So they're being all messy, and she's the ringleader of all the mess. And so now once they finally get a moment together and they start discussing it, like, wait, she said this to you? Wait, she said that to you? She said, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it seems like everybody got a little bit of frustration.
Absolutely.
It's not just him. Everybody is frustrated. So I know that everybody loves Maddie and all that, but she's not perfect. She's not above all. And clearly she is, like, annoying them to some degree.
Thank you, Carl.
Love you.
Love you, too. All right, we're going to one more. We're going to go. 443-0401, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, no cussing, no cap. Love your show, and I just wanted to come in and make one quick comment.
Okay.
I think it's going to be really interesting. First of all, I think everything went to Maddie's head when she was on Queen Radio. Definitely totally out of pocket. And the thing that I want to make a big point out of is when the whole entire debacle was going down with her and Kaya, they had a lot of backlash that was going back and forth before the TV production was supposed to take off. But in hindsight, what I want to see is I want to see Maddie throw that one dart towards him, so that he can go ahead and air out all her financial business, because that was the point that he kept making. Whatever lifestyle that she fronts for on Instagram, on Facebook Live, there's something there that is missing the link. And when we find out that missing link, I think the internet is going to drag her, and it's more than just the porn.
Okay. Dang it. But I'm thinking he was like, he was trying to insinuate that she had financial problems, but I'm like, how could the girl have, I don't think she's got financial problems. I mean, I just couldn't see that. Like, I just don't see that she's broke. I couldn't, because she's not like a super spender, and she's not very extravagant. She's not very flashy. So I don't see that she's not really boastful with her finances. So I don't see how she would be broke. Now, that'd be interesting that if she's broke, and if she is broke, I don't know. I don't think that she broke, though. I think that was might be a little scary. But he did say she's unhappy and miserable.
Yeah, if he does air something out, like you said, he kept reverting back to the finances and to the TV deal and it being more than what it was. I don't know whether he signed an NDA, whether he can't talk about the TV show, but if he discloses all those details and puts them out, I think the audience would definitely be
here for it. Of course, we want. But thank you, because I don't want you to say another nasty word like you said the P word. Thank you, caller. Okay, so last one, 404-0145.
Hello.
Okay, I'm finna hang up on you, and you're not on the air. What you finna say? Hold on, let me. Yeah, I have to get them off. I have to get them off because they was finna say something stupid. Now I figured out how to listen to the callers without them actually coming through. I sure did. Yep, so I could screen them first. All right. Well. Dang, we just got three more calls that busted through. Listen, if you guys want me to stay on, I'm going to need some super chats to the top. If not, we're wrapping up because we're over past an hour. All right? So I would like to say, listen, if anybody has any more information, you guys can email me. You can subscribe to the channel. You can also follow me on the Tarot Lounge channel as well. Follow me on Instagram. Remember, this video is sponsored by Manscaped. So if you guys would like to get some things for your significant other, or men, you want to get some things for yourself, visit manscaped.com and you get 20% off using my promo code. Okay. Armon, ARMON 20, everything is in the description box below. All right. So I love you all. And, I'm getting up out of here and I'll see you soon. Maybe we'll do a part two. If you didn't make it through this time, well, you can always super chat your way to the top next time, and you will be first priority. Love you, and I'll see you. Oh. Well, Travis wants us to stay on a little bit longer, and he wants me to dance. So let me do that for a little bit. We just got 50 sisters, and he saved the lives. So we're going to be back. We're going to stay on here. Let me get a little, okay, that'll keep me on. That'll keep me on. Okay. 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 Let's go. Let's go. Okay. Let's get the party started. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. All right. All right. All right. All right. So we'll stay on a couple of more minutes. All right, let me screen this. Let me know if y'all can hear this person. All right. 212-6160. What's up?
You can hear me?
Yes.
Armand.
Yes.
So basically, this is my thing. I like Kaya and I like T.S. Madison, right? And I'm rooting for T.S. Madison. But I remember back when they were together and T.S. Madison used to brag about how she was so booked, how, look at me, I'm doing all these shows. I'm going to Australia. And look at me, I'm, you know, I got the Lee Daniels situation. And now when the person, Gio, was saying that she's having money problems, I'm thinking it might be true. Because think about it. Right now she's only doing black gay clubs. And the only thing she's doing now is working from her basement, doing her TV show.
Well, so, she just got a new TV deal.
Say it again.
But she got the Wii TV deal.
I'm not saying that that's good, but before the Wii TV deal, she probably was not doing that good, you know?
Yes.
So that's what I'm thinking. And I just find it strange that, you know, her and Gio is falling out. But I do remember you telling us how you went through it, and I never forgot that. And I just feel like everything happened for a reason. Yeah, you finally got your show, but when your show flopped, what's going to happen? Because once you do your first reality TV show, it seems like people are going to always remember you for that. So if it doesn't pop, it's going to be hard for you to do something else because you flopped on the first thing. So she better have a whole lot of people on her team jumping in and out of the show to make it funny so that it can keep the people interested. Or otherwise, she's going to get roasted down to the ground by everybody, including me, you, Kaya, and all the other fans. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. All right, Carla, we gotta go. Hold on. We gotta. Oh.
All right, I'm gonna keep watching.
All right. Okay. Hello. Okay. God damn it, I'm tired. Oh. Okay. Let's get into some things. Whew. Y'all be having me work out. Oh. Okay. Let's get into it. Let's go. Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Okay. 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 Bitch, I'm done. I'm motherfucking done. I done failed. I'm goddamn done. I'm done. I'm motherfucking done. I quit. I split the damn pants. This pants split. Everything is broke. I done split everything. My pants is broke. My balls is out. Bitch, I'll be back. Hold on. I gotta go pee. Fuck it. I'm about to play the B. God damn it. Fuck. Shit, I'm tired. Oh my God. All right. Bitch, y'all got me. Whew. All right. Whew. I need to lay down. I definitely need to lay down. We definitely need to lay down. Okay, we have nobody in the queue. Anybody want to talk? Well, we finna get up out of here. Yes. My God. I can't do it no more. I can't. I'ma kill myself. Okay, listen. 563-999-3658. We're getting into some things. Private caller, you're live on the air. Thank you. All right. 804-6891. Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Amon.
Hey.
I just want to tell you that this is Amon I fell in love with when I first saw watching you.
Thank you.
I'm Team Kaya. I like Madison. Tasha K, all of them, but you all have your own personality. But I love when you shake that ass, man. I'm going to keep on cash apping you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye. Ooh, ooh, ooh. 614-5665. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, you look like your ass stinks.
Thank you, caller. Let me see another one. 614. Let me start doing the queue. Let me do this. Because I have to start muting the calls now. Go ahead. Hello? Oh, okay. So let's do it one more time. Huh?
Man, I like how you just danced just now. You got your life. I was loving that.
Oh, thank you.
But listen, yeah, no problem. But listen, as far as the Geo and the T.S. Madison thing, man, that's that's real unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? He really did seem like he was coming from a place of being like really hurt or whatever. And you know, like somebody else was saying, I guess like once you. I guess maybe he feels like now that she has the show or whatever, I don't know if maybe he feels like he's getting left behind or something like that. But I don't know. I think this should be interesting. And we all know that T.S. has been trying to get a show for a long time.
Yes.
But I was there. You know, I mean, I remember when it was her and Kaya. And but, I mean, I don't really feel like Kaya gave her life, though. I don't really feel like that because, I mean, be honest with you, I wasn't really checking for Kaya like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they both gave each other their life. I mean, it'll never be the same as it was when it was like the, I think they called it the Queen's Court, and now she calls her the Queen Supreme Court now.
Yes.
And, but yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what's going on with that, but I mean, it seems like maybe she's doing a TV show and maybe he feels salty or it seems like he feels unappreciated. I don't know what went on, but hopefully I'll be staying tuned and watching you and hopefully we'll see some more developments of what happened.
Thank you, caller. Thank you so much.
All right. All right.
Okay. Let me start doing it like this. Okay. 3145, you live on the air.
Yeah, what up, Armand?
What's going on?
What up, man? You know, it's a real man in the building, man. No disrespect to nobody. Let me tell y'all about business, though, man. People got to put personal in business. You know what I'm saying? That's where the problems come in at. When it's business, it's business. So when people make moves, they make business moves. But at the end of the day, sometimes you leave business partners behind. I understand you sound sad and all that. Sometimes you don't fit that next business move. And sometimes you got to get left behind and you can't take it personally. What you do is you collect your stuff, you get in your bag, and you make your next business move. And you wish that next person congratulations, wish you the best. Don't put no ill will because once you start putting negativity in the world, now her business deal is being oversaturated with commentary about their issues and not her next big move. You may not, you know, have a whole relationship with D.A. Madison, but at the end of the day, that's how business works.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so we're done. All right.